14th ranked Duke. We've got the head coach of the Cowgirls, Joe Legursky, joining us here on the program. And Joe, always good to have you on the program. How are things going?
Things are going well, Keith. And as always, it's great to be on with you guys. Such a great job. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely so, Joe. And I tell you what, I mean, it's a busy night, you know, for Tuesday. You got the Cowboys playing basketball. You've got the wrestling team here in town tonight in Cheyenne taking on third-ranked Oklahoma State. And I know you guys have always done some, you know, university always likes to do outreach. That's a pretty big deal coming here to Cheyenne to see that and see Bryce Meredith back in the capital city.
You know, Keith, I think that's something that we've always tried to do with our outreach. I know several years ago we took Kayla Woodward and Fallon Lewis back up to Sheridan. And everybody from Sheridan over there in Dayton and even Gillette with Jordan Kelly showed up, and it was great. And we've done outreach in Rock Springs where we had a great crowd. And I know the wrestlers went to Star Valley last year, packed the place. And I got a feeling Story Gym is going to be packed tonight to be able to see Bryce wrestle. What an atmosphere that's going to be.
How come you haven't tried to do outreach in like Turkey or Croatia or Greece or someplace? You're not working this right, Joe.
No, I tell you what, I've enjoyed Rock Springs and Sheridan, and those are things we have done. And, you know, we used to always do that sports festival clinic, too, in the summer for 2 weeks where we travel all around the state and probably hit about 10 or 12 junior highs. And so I tell you what, the university does a great job getting out, but I tell you what, it's got to be electric in the capital city tonight.
I think it'll be really fun to see. You know, Bryce will have a lot of old friends, I think, maybe back from college as well to watch him. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We asked him the last time, if he remembered the last time he was in Story Gym, and he said it was an East Central basketball game when his good buddy from East, Cameron Johnson, hit a game-winning shot to beat Central. And, of course, he's a Central guy. He thinks that's the last time he was there.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I know they only play the big events in Story Gym anymore. And that's where, you know, Gerald and I grew up in Rock Springs in the 70s, and we used to play against Coach Lou Roney and his team from Cheyenne Central, always in Story. And then we started coaching there in Story. So that building has a lot of good memories, some defeats, and everything else. But like I said, you get that place packed tonight, and it's going to take the roof off that place.
It'll definitely be loud. Speaking of taking the roof off places, you're going to a place on Thursday where that's been known to happen several times at Cameron Indoor Stadium there with Duke. I mean, Joe, that I know you're there to play a game, but that's a pretty big deal for a lot of these players, for you guys as coaches maybe too, to go to a place that historic, isn't it?
You know, Keith, it really is. I remember when I was an assistant at Utah, we played in the NCAA tournament out at Duke. And so I've been there, but I remember when we walked in and the players were taking pictures of everything they could. And it just has, as you say, historic about it. And so, you know, the Mountain West Conference has the scheduling parameters, and they want you to try to play top 50 teams and do all that. And when you take a look at it, one of the things I thought about is where will this team maybe 10, 15 years from now go, you know what, I remember where I went and played at Duke. And, you know, it's a challenge traveling across the country. We just finished with finals today. It would have been nicer to be able to get out an extra day or two rather than leave and travel all day Wednesday. We won't get to Durham tomorrow till about 4 o'clock. We'll get on the floor to practice at 6 and play the next night. But you know, the players have been talking about it the whole time, and then plus Duke's 14th ranked in the country. We've had to take a look at them on film. They play extremely well. They got great size, and when you have a two guard that's 6'1", and everybody just gets bigger from that two guard, we know we got some challenges to set ahead for us.
Coach, you mentioned the parameters that the conference has put on in terms of non-conference scheduling. I think it was last year you guys went to Michigan State and played them very tough last season. Does the conference help you schedule those, or is that up to you guys to schedule that on your own?
No, that's up to us. And we have to go out and take a look at that and see who we can find, see if the dates match up. You know, we'd really like to be able to get a home-and-home but that's not going to happen. We understand that. So it's a situation, and that's what makes it difficult. But, you know, Michigan State was, once again, was a great environment to play in. And that's something that we look forward to. And against Michigan State, we hit some shots early, and I think it calmed everybody's nerves. Now, we didn't win the basketball game, but I thought we were competitive in the game. And I think that's going to be the biggest key against Duke. I mean, they just played, I think it was Winthrop here a week ago, and beat them 101-30. And when I watched the film, you could see that Winthrop didn't make some easy shots early just to get their confidence. And we're going to have to do that, Keith, or else you're going to see a score where it gets 40, 50 points. And we saw two teams last week, and UNLV went to Stanford and got beat by, I think, 41. And New Mexico went to Oklahoma and got beat by 43. And I've known what that's like. When your players can't make shots, it just snowballs on you in a hurry. And that's going to be something we got to really take care of and hopefully make a shot or two early to calm our nerves.
And I can remember last week, I believe, when we had you on, or recently when Dave asked you about teams in the Mountain West, and you mentioned both those teams, UNLV and New Mexico, as being teams that have really, had some good non-conference portions of the schedule, and to see them lose by that caliber, I understand they're playing good competition. That's got to be a little surprising.
Yeah, it was surprising, and I haven't watched those games, so I don't know how it got away from them, but like I said, my guess is sometimes I know how it is when we beat somebody by 25 or 30. It's so much easier to shoot when you're up 15 points than when it's a tight ball game. And when you're up 15, it just seems like the shots just keep falling, and when you get down 15 or 20, it seems like nothing will fall for you. And that's usually the case that happens. And so that's where I talk that, you know what, we have to make some shots early. And this Duke team has demonstrated they've beaten people anywhere from 30 to 70 points. So they're very talented. Make no mistake about that. This is not a group you're going to go in and surprise and say, well, you know what, we're going to be able to do this or this, and that's going to fool them. There's going to be none of that, Keith. We're going to have to make our opportunities and really have the ball bounce our way at times.
Those are those games where you lose the tip and it's downhill from there.
Yeah, sometimes it does get that way, Dave, where you just sit there and go, okay, it's just a battle all the way up. And what you hope is when your team's in there warming up and doing things, they feel a little confident about what they're doing rather than walking in there being intimidated. And that's nothing a coach, you know, you can talk all you want about that. You know, from coaching that softball, you watch your leadoff hitter go up there and take three strikes and strikes out, and everybody on the bench is going, wow, this pitcher is good. And it sets a mindset. So, as I said, we got to make some shots. But, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. And like I said, 30, 40 years from now, I think this team will still be talking about, do you remember the time we went to Duke? And talk about it, because they're excited about this opportunity.
I got kind of an off-the-wall question, which is not unusual for me, but we talk about teams coming into Laramie and playing at 72-20. What advantage, or is there an advantage, when you take a team that practices and is trained and conditioned at that altitude, and you go down to a Duke, which is like 12 feet above sea level? Does that give you any advantage on the ability to just, you know, compete in a game like that?
It really does. You know, everybody likes to train at altitude and then compete at a lower elevation because it just seems there's more oxygen for you. And I always tell the team when we go to like San Diego, Fresno, that, you know what, you're going to sweat a great deal here, but you're not tired because you have more oxygen to keep you going. It's tougher to come to altitude. There's no doubt about that. Our problem is, we could be playing this thing at sea level, and I don't think we have an advantage. That's the challenge. I mean, they're going to go 6'5", 6'3", 6'2", 6'1", from their 2 through their 5. And that's a problem for us. They're going to zone us at times. So that's a big zone. So you got to be able to take your opportunities. And if we shoot the ball well and get a little confidence and hang in there for a while, that's what you hope. And then you never know what's going to happen. You get out, and you know, they're up right now. They're playing Maine tonight. They're up 14-1. they're already rolling. And I'm sure that if I looked at it, Maine's just trying to find a shot, and Duke's knocking everything down. And that's what we can't get that start. We know that against anybody, let alone the 14th-ranked team in the country.
Joe Legursky joining us here on the program. I was going to talk to you about that size. Is it more? Are you more concerned about the size difference in the post or the team not making shots? Or is it about 50-50 in that sense?
I'm more concerned about the team not making shots.
Okay.
Because when you don't make shots, everybody starts pressing. And then pretty soon it just snowballs itself, where all of a sudden now you have a lay-in and somebody misses the lay-in. And what I always talk about, Keith, when people go on droughts of 4, 5, 6 minutes, you go, well, let's see, we missed a lay-in, we turned it over once, we missed a wide-open three, we took a bad shot, and we missed 2 free throws. And when you look back at that drought, you go, well, you're 0-for-5. But yet, in reality, you should have made the lay-in, you should have hit an open three, and you should have made 2 free throws, and all of a sudden you got 7 points instead of 0. And so that's the biggest concern. Now, believe me, Duke has a great deal to do with that because of their size, but we'll still get a shot or two that you have to make, and that's going to be the part that's the unknown going into this. But, hey, an exciting time for everybody. There's no doubt. I know their men play tomorrow night. When we get done practicing, Heather Ezell is a big Duke fan. She's got tickets for her to go to the game, so she's excited to be able to see Duke's men play. So there's a lot of real positives about what's happening. And as I said, what a great experience for this group.
Certainly will be. Now, will she be in the student section with the Cameron Crazies, or is she going
to? I got a feeling she's going to try to get in there, because I know when she goes back home to Iowa State, she's right in there with that student section having a great time. So don't be surprised if you see somebody sneak into that section by the name of Heather Ezell.
That'd be funny. Joe, we want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas as well. We won't be chatting with you until then, so we certainly appreciate everything and have a great Christmas. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I heard you got all your Christmas travel plans worked out, okay?
Yeah, we got everything figured out. We even got Reese figured out.
Oh, wow.
A big one. But, hey, I want to wish you guys not only a Merry Christmas, but a Happy New Year. And to all the Wyoming fans out there, it's been a special year. We really appreciate you. Great having you as our fans. And it's going to be exciting not only in the AA tonight against Northern Colorado, but if you're sitting over in Cheyenne wondering what to do, get to Story Gym. And good luck to the Cowboys on Friday up in Boise with that football game. So we got everything covered, but most importantly, you guys have a great Christmas.
Okay? You too, Joe.
You too, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.